Hello there, and welcome to episode 23 of the Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition Experience on the Verzian Chronicles. My name is Kylie Kane. We're getting right into it. So we've made our way back to the Cloakwood. Now, we left the Cloakwood last episode, and we're thinking about figuring out where we were going to go next. And then I realized there is a huge segment of the third Cloakwood map that we just haven't explored, and we're still missing druids. So we're going to go explore that now. As we go walk through the woods, it's just woods, but we come across two baby wyverns immediately willing and ready to fight us. We're going to immediately cast Barkskin? That's not what I wanted to do. We're going to cast Grease out there. Let's cast Entangle out there. Have everyone else stop. I'm going to pop this baby wyvern with an arrow. Have him do nothing right now. He's not using a bow in this run, is he? Oh, he is. Hello, why can't I use the bow? Why can't I use the Vibra Death on him? Oh, it's because I have no arrows. That's why. I need to actually put arrows on him. I was like, I can't use Vibra Arrow. I can't use the Vibra Death on Khalid for some reason. That's because I don't have any arrows on him. I need to put a sling on my boy so he can do some slinging. We're going to have Khalid do a bit of shooting. And we're going to do some slingshotting. All right, Grease has been cast. Very good. Let's see here. This is the teleportation spell. We don't need that. Well, we need... Actually, we should move right there. And I want you to cast Blur. All right, looks like Entangle just got cast on Jahira. Let's cast Armor on Zan. And move to engage. And we're engaging now, turning on the AI once again. There we go. And we're going in. We have Armor of Faith. Looks like the baby wyverns are attacking. Who are the baby wyverns attacking? Baby Jahira, it looks like. Failing to attack Jahira. And then, Zan, get in there with your sword and get in there and do some damage, baby. As we take out these, well, baby wyverns with really no major issues. And all of them have been caught. There we go. We're good. Now we can quickly move out of the entanglement range. Very well done, crew. The crew survived very easily. It does not look like the baby wyverns dropped anything, so that's difficult, but okay. Everyone's a little bit greased up, and that's all right. We cannot save it, but can we rest? We cannot rest either until the spell falls. So that was an encounter. I actually tested this earlier, and I was actually worried about that encounter because it had wrecked me. And what I've learned is that it's better to kind of unload because you can really just rest right after that and heal up. So, and especially if you're quick saving constantly, there is no real risk to unloading whenever you come across a situation that kind of requires it. So as we fill out the rest of the map around those wyverns, we come across the other side of a crystal clear blue lake. And this is where I wish there were fishing, because that would be a good spot for it. I know. This is probably where my party, if I were playing, would take their time and look to heal or look to fish, to kind of better themselves. So we got our back side of the party. We're going to get everyone in there. The sword spider actually does a lot of damage to Khalid. I'm actually watching Khalid's health pretty meticulously right now as we go to cast some healing spells on him from our other main, from our main healers. It is frustrating a little bit, in my opinion, that Khalid's health is so crap, or that his defense is so crap, because he tends to always get in a bad way. That I've noticed, he's always the one that has like the most risk of dying in these fights, and he does not have that great of a he really doesn't. What is he wearing? He's wearing Umber Hulk Plate 1, which is a armor class 2 versus an armor class 3. Yeah, I mean, he's wearing decent gear. It's not too shabby, but it is a little frustrating. We are going to take a quick save and a rest. Quick save again, rest again. No enemies have appeared, and that spider is all but gone. Looks like the spider was all by himself here. We're continuing to explore. We found a bridge up to the northeast, which is definitely something we're going to be checking out shortly. And I have a feeling that's going to take us to the Shadow Druid's lair as we fill out the rest of the map here. And the rest of the map is filled out, so we're going to make our way back to the bridge. And I have a feeling this is where the combat or the battling is going to ramp up a bit. All right, so Khalid and Jahira are in front. We're going to quick save it and begin crossing this bridge single file as we make our way across. No enemies as of yet as we get across this bridge. And we've made it all the way across to a 2 baby wyvern combat. Now, I don't think we need to go with the grease this time. What I am going to go is Khalid on the bark skin. That's an immediate. And then I think what we're going to do is do an what does the Alicorn Lance do? It's a 3d6 piercing damage, save versus spell half. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do Alicorn Lance on one of these babies here. And then get everyone else prepped for combat. We're going to do Sun Soul Ray on one of the wyverns. That's going to be a good idea. Looks like everyone else is kind of getting themselves set up for fighting. All right, let's go. All right, there we go. And the fight has begun in earnest. Looks like Zan is still using... Oh, no, I want you using that. Zan, I want you using your sword. Go to fight. Who got hit? Looks like Jahira got hit for a little bit of 6 damage. Not too bad as Armor of Faith gets cast. One of the baby wyverns is nearing death and took 21 damage from Rasad. Very good kill as the rest of the party rolls in and begins attacking the final wyvern, and the wyvern falls, just as you would expect. 400 experience, and only minor damage, not too terribly bad, as we continue to explore this upper portion of the map. I was expecting to find... There's a large segment of this map that I've still unexplored. Okay, I was expecting to find something up here, but I didn't, and that kind of creeped me out. 2 more baby wyverns. And we're going to kind of set up the same way here as the party immediately begins assaulting them. Let's pull our big heavy hitter in now that I'm aware that I'm not going to kind of get targeted on him. And we're going to pull our 2 other heavy hitters. It looks like the baby wyvern just died again. And the rest of the party is now surrounding the final baby wyvern, who is got hit for 9 damage from Jahira with her flame sword, and then took 16.5, took a bunch of damage from the rest of the group. Not too shabby. Of course, we save it, and I think this is a good time for our rest so we can kind of regain our spells. It is hour 19, so it's not quite dusk, but it will be dusk soon as we save and move the party to the east slightly. And we're just beginning to fill out this top portion of this map as we come across 2 more baby wyverns, and the party immediately begins their assault. Very good. I want her to be over here, please. And immediately, I am worried because Rasad, I know you're pretty good, but I want you assaulting this baby wyvern, please. As the other baby wyvern, there we go. Now everybody's in on the fight, and even Jahira's getting hurt pretty badly, and she's poisoned. So that's frustrating. We're going to have her cast a heal on herself. I think she's going to die before that happens. She did, so we're going to save it. We've got to be careful. One of the things I've noticed is if your ranged characters have the ability to be ranged, they will always be ranged. So that, I think that was why I did not have... for some reason, Rasad, even though he is set to his AI not to prefer ranged... and Zan is set for range. Rasad tends to not actually fight in close combat unless he's specifically told not to. It's a little frustrating. Could be worse. All right, so the party has kind of configured itself into a maneuver here as we begin to assault one of the baby dragons. The baby dragon is gone, and the baby wyvern, if they're taken out pretty quickly, they go out really fast. A guard has come in to assault as well. Looks like everybody's handling it fairly well. The guard comes in. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to do an aid. Nope, that's aid. It's not heal. Well, did we not rest? Maybe not. What does this do? Army of one. That's actually might be useful later. All right, let's just hope. Let's see if we can heal fast enough. Nope, we could not. Poison is one of those things that's really tough, and what I should have done is grabbed a bunch of potions. That would have been the smart thing, or grabbed a bunch of antidotes. But I didn't think to go past the store to do that, so that's my B, because I knew I was going to be fighting baby wyverns. They tend to poison a lot. This is the section of the game where poisons are pretty much constant things of failure. Okay, we've got a guard that immediately also started assaulting us, which is frustrating. What I might want to do is I'm going to watch how this plays out real quick. Hold on. One baby wyvern down. The second baby wyvern is being assaulted and is assaulting. It looks like they're assaulting Jahira, but Jahira is not really doing anything. The baby wyvern's about to die, and now the guards are being focused on, and they are trying to hit Khalid, or not Khalid, they're trying to hit Kaldrick and failing at every single turn, which is kind of funny. And we quick save it after that fight. My party really came out unscathed, but those amount of guards did tell me that we've got a bigger problem at play here as the guards begin to assault my party. Again, more guards. We've come across two more guards. This episode may be all fighting. Hello, attack the guards, please. Everybody is critically missing the guards. Sadly, it would be funnier if it wasn't so sad. Critical miss, critical miss, critical miss, and now another hit, and then a death. Watching the party's actions. All right, so we're saving it again and moving forward. Of course, under no risk of harm. As we do so, and we move back towards what I imagine is the coastline. It is. There doesn't seem to be anything they were guarding here. Could be frustrating, but that's okay. We're making sure the reveal details is on, making sure party AI is on. Because I think that I actually turned that off at some point, and that may have been causing some of my difficulties in one of the previous fights. But no big deal. Of course, quick saving it every chance we get. We found another worn path, what looks to be a previous bridge, possibly, and some water, which, hey, it's a good place to rest, I believe. Anyways, continuing forward through this area of the Cloakwood, we are looking for anything that would give us a clue as to where the Shadow Druids are and we found nothing. But we did find the left side of the map. We're going to take a moment to rest twice, save, and click the final area of the map. Now, I was expecting this to showcase like something for us to find, like maybe a Shadow Druid's location or something. But I'm not seeing anything, and that's frustrating. Like, I expected this bridge to take me to like a Shadow Druid's lair, or I don't know what I was expecting it to take me to. But I'm not seeing any Shadow Druid presence on the map. I see guards, which are definitely a troublesome threat, but nothing harmful, like majorly. The wyverns were more trouble. A cave bear is now chasing me, apparently. Hold that thought. Save it real quick. What the hell is the cave bear doing? Where did that cave bear go? Hey, cave bear. All right, so a cave bear has now, spawned and began attacking me. The party is easily handling it, like it's no big deal. 600 experience, I'm not going to, not going to, like, just let that drop. But I am concerned that I'm not finding what I'm looking for. Like, I thought it'd be here. All right, so let's go back to Cloakwood 3. I was in Cloakwood 4 last time. And I was pretty certain I fully explored Cloakwood 2. Maybe I missed something. Let's do some explorations here. Bunch of wargs have appeared. No big deal. Wargs are fairly easy fodder as the party begins their assault. Zan, if you're going to do that, seriously, go. No. Go full blow. Zan. Dude, go full bore. You got the ability. You got blur on. Go full bore, dude. Sorry. When I was talking about going full bore, I was talking about Zan actually using his sword, because it's a pretty good sword. It's a +3 Moonblade. And I was just like, Zan, if you've got blur up, use your... You can't be hit, dude. Go attack. Even if they get aggro, they're not going to hurt you. Sorry. I don't know how many daggers he has left either. That's a little frustrating. He has 26 and we don't have any left. I think that's the last of the daggers, if that was the case. All right. We're still looking for anything here. Anything that'll lead us to the finding of these druids. Now, we did. Let's go check. Hold on. Quests. No. Journal. Here we go. Iron Coast. Well, it's only showing our Chapter 5 stuff. How do we... Oh, I can go back to Chapter 4. Here we go. Quests. Unknown Egg. He said the mage may still be on his way to Baldur's Gate. Okay, that's fine. Spiders in the Cloakwood. Did that. Let's see here. So yeah, it looks like if that was a quest, it's not being tracked. So the quest might have broken. Not too surprising, given, it's a modded quest. By the way, it's a modded quest for Jahira.
Perhaps this group.
But if it is that, then it may just not work anymore. Which is not all that surprising. Kind of surprising, kind of sad, because I was hoping we'd be able to finish that one quest since Siniad was like, oh, please do the thing for me. Yeah. Faldorn's still standing there, and he's a Shadow Druid. Maybe a Shadow Druid. I don't remember if he's a Shadow Druid or not. But it looks to me like there is no presence here anymore. So I guess
I guess we abandon that quest and head our way to Baldur's Gate. We may find that mage we have the egg for. So who knows? Yeah, kind of sad to see that the quest is possibly broken. I may not know, and that may be, it may be my fault. Let's see if we get the waylaid. We did not get waylaid. Okay, so let's go rest at the inn over here at Friendly Arm, and then we're going to go north from the inn. Is the play. Now, we have not gone north of the inn in this playthrough, I don't think. No, we went to Pellville, but we did not go north, so Ajontis is still up there. There's still the... Did we do the witch? Oh my goodness, I'm remembering doing it, but I don't remember if I did it in EE or if I did it in the original. Like, okay, so explanation is owed. Towards the end of season one, I was playing... Was it season one? Was season... I don't remember if it was season one or what. Anyways, I was playing Baldur's Gate Reloaded, which is fine. It's a very decent... let's see if there's any potions here I can buy. No. I was playing a modded Neverwinter Nights 2 when I was doing. And it... The whole shenanigans about it... I got some broken armor on me. I don't know why. I'm a bet that the armor I'm wearing is broken. We can sell... I'm going to just sell all the bandits out. I really give no fucks. There's a medium shield plus one that I can wear. Armor, leather armor plus one. Actually, why am I keeping plus one armor on me? All right, let's go check the gear I'm wearing. Plus Falorin plate plus one. Studded leather armor. Can she wear this leather armor? She can. Let's see here. It's a 7 versus a 7. 7's 5 slashing. 9 versus piercing. So this is actually better. Never mind. I thought it was worse. Okay. But yeah, we've got broken armor in our inventory, so I don't need that. Trying to figure out what the hell I've got, what the hell I don't have. Yeah, what do you have to sell me? Let's go see here. Let's buy daggers. Oh, throwing daggers. Throwing knives. Throwing knives? No throwing knives. We're specifically on Xan right now. Darts. I could throw darts, which is a 1d3 missile weapon. Versus the sling and the bullets. Which are 1d4 plus 1 missiles. I may just have to go to a sling for him, even though it's so weird. I'm expecting to see that, but I'm not. Okay. Who was wanting the head of the wyvern? I want one of those heads. Thank you. I just bought a head of a wyvern. I was like, I need that head. Okay. So let's go and let's just go finish up some quests. That's what we're going to do. Make the long trek to Bergost. Not Bergost.
From exhaustion.
Shut up, Sam. I fall on the back. And then we'll end this episode with a... heading into Baldur's Gate. I think that'll be the play. Ooh, someone is going to have to tell me, whether you're a patron or regular listener, did I do that quest? It doesn't have a name on it, so it might just be unexplored. But it's highlighted, so I don't know. Nashkel is 28 hours away. We made that with no problems. Funny how Nashkel's 28 hours away, but like... Yeah, I don't know. Anyways. What the fudge? Hello? Chirp, chirp, chirp. Yes is the most important question. Yes. I'm so confused. What the frick is happening in Bergost? The cowled wizards. I'm not sure what's going on with the I don't know if that seems like a. Okay, so we've got a modded character. We got a modded character called Not Anymore. I gave the house to Miranda, and I don't want to live there anyways. Too many bad memories. If you'd like to live in Bergost, we can live on the other side of town. That is definitely a modded character, and it's definitely broke it.
And so soon.
I'm not Grey Wolf. I'm pretty sure I talked to him. Where's Minsk? Hi, Minsk. We're going to ignore you completely. Where's the mayor? You're really stepping into the leadership role. Never thought about it. It comes naturally. Oh, I've noticed, but the responsibility is too overwhelming. There's no pleasing everyone. Okay, I'm not reading this because I'm just like, because we're doomed? Precisely. I wasn't reading that because I was like, I'm confused because I'm looking for a specific character and they're not here. And the squirrel is named Ha. Yes, the most important question. Yes, in fact, there is. I suppose that means you're willing to hear me out. It's not the name of the squirrel. Why is the squirrel named that? What the hell is going on my hard drive? I'm pretty sure that's not the name. Where is the mayor? Oh, my God. Hey, Nolan. Okay, mayor is not inside the church. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking for the mayor. There's Ublek, who is not the mayor. Captain the Guard is still on the loose. I can swear I talked to these people about the Captain of the Guard. I just found a grave that said Ray, who said the damn game will be the death of me. The fudge?
You're funny looking.
There's a child says with the name Psy, and I thought it couldn't get any worse. Oh shit, there's a baby wyvern. Okay, what the hell? Let's go. Let's just get in there. The baby wyvern's dead. We got another wyvern head, which is nice. But what the hell? Okay, what is this? There's an inn here. A manor house. Okay, hello. It's locked. Imoen, love of my life. Unlock it. Save it. Let's go inside. There's a cook in here, a cat, and Trask. Hello, Trask. What's your deal? What's your deal, Trask? Okay. Trask has no deal. I cannot talk with Trask. Megan is also in here. Let's talk with Megan. I cannot talk with Megan. Is this some broken quest that I have stumbled across or broken content? Okay. What the hell happened to my system? Did something break Baldur's Gate and I just not realize it? It's possible. Because I don't remember. I didn't have the Dragon Head quest in my... quest list either. Ooh, okay, screw it. Let's just leave. Leave before it gets worse. All right, we're going, I don't know where we're going. We're going back to the Friendly Arm Inn. All right. Then we're leaving the Friendly Arm Inn and going north to the bridge to Baldur's Gate. And we have made it to the bridge of Baldur's Gate. Okay.
Tonight you dream of blood. Not of blood on a blade or the blood on your hands. But an ichor that runs as a torrent through the realms. A flood that pours across the fields and forests. An ocean that floats you to the world's edge and threatens to cascade off into the void. This blood seems a frightening thing. A massive force that sweeps away all resistance. As a whole, it is a monster and it cannot be stopped. Were it to be viewed from on high, it would seem to cover the entire world in its red-black embrace. You, however, do not have such a lofty perch. From within the deluge, you can see it does not move as one, but is filled with currents, eddies, and undertows. Pockets of calm afford breathing space, whilst violent whirlpools threaten to rend limb from limb. Ultimately, it seems undirected and lacks a driving will, a quality you have in abundance. You may be caught within, but sufficient determination can shape what you need to survive. There are still options open, still choices to be made. As the tide presses forward, you steer as you wish, atop a ship called Persistence and under sails made of resolve. A sudden and deliberate wave puts an end to your course and to the dream. It would seem that the flood does have some will and took offense to your enjoying the ride.
Okay, that was a dream sequence that I just had. Interesting. And I gained the ability Slow Poison. Man, that would have been useful earlier. Sorry. All right. Yes, I have been up to Baldur's Gate. We did do the witch quest. Okay, let's go through the bridge as we quick save. I don't know if there's going to be enemies here or not. I doubt it. I think Emoin needs to be on. Needs to be my lead party member at the moment. She can still back out in fights, of course, but I'm doing that for her charisma, which is fairly solid. We're still walking across this beautiful bridge, which seems to be pretty long. And Flaming Fist Mercenary runs up to us and says to us, "The entrance tax is 6 gold pieces for each party of travelers. Please announce your point of origin." I'm going to say our point of origin is Nashkel. "You'll have to wait here. My commander wishes to have a word with you." All right, so we have to wait. Can we just not? I said Nashkel, but since that's where we came from, we just left Nashkel. So that's not incorrect. Hello? Can we just go? Oh, he's standing there.
Please step forward.
He says, the man walks up to us and says, "First off, let me introduce myself. I'm Scar, second in command of the Flaming Fist. Though it is not necessary for you to reveal your names, please answer me this. Are you the group that was involved in the trouble at Nashkel Mines?" "Yes. Yes, that was us." "Well, I have to say, you've made quite a commotion up here at Baldur's Gate. I really can't put my finger on a single source, but there have been strange happenings going on within the city. It's been harder and harder for me to put trust in someone. I need outsiders to do some investigations, people with no connections to anyone inside the city. Would you be interested in working for me in such a capacity?" I'm going to say yes, we're interested. "All right then, what I'm about to tell you must be held in the strictest confidence. Do you understand? I need you to begin an investigation on the Seven Suns trading coaster. The Seven Suns leadership has been acting strangely as of late. They've been selling off valuable assets and neglecting many of their more profitable trading ventures. Considering the importance of the trading coaster holds over the economy of our city, the Grand Dukes are noticeably upset. I've gone to talk to the coaster's head, Yasuo. He rudely rebuffed me, telling me to mind my own business. I've known Yasuo for many years, and this isn't his usual behavior. Can't start up an official investigation, as there's no real reason for doing so. That's why I need you." We have two options. One is we're ready to start, but I have a second option that says we're ready to go for it, but there's something you need to know. First, we think that the Iron Throne may be behind recent events along the coast. In the mines of Nashkel and in Cloakwood, we've learned much about the goals and methods of the Iron Throne, and it doesn't bode well for the future of this region. Well, that sheds new light on things. There's nothing I can do about it now, but I'll be sure to look into it. I want you to break into the Seven Suns compound and find out what's wrong. Use stealth in your investigations. I don't want this operation to cause too much fuss. The most important person to watch for is Yasuo. Once you've found out as much as possible, report back to me at the Flaming Fist compound. I'll pay you 2,000 gold for this favor. The estate is located on the southwest side of town. I wish you all the best of luck. Remember, once you're done at the Seven States Estate, Seven Suns Estate, it's imperative that you meet me at the Flaming Fist Barracks, which is just west of the Seven Suns. And, Kaeldric, it's a good idea to have someone on your side in these missions who knows a bit about this town and its subtleties. Bit, Commander Scar, says someone named Corwin. Well, a bit more than most of us, Captain, probably more than most of us, Captain, so much is sure. I'd like to introduce you to Captain Shields Corwin, my deputy and an officer I truly trust in times like these, like no one else. Thank you for the merits, Commander. Sir Corwin has agreed to join you for the missions that await you in this town. She'll follow your orders and assist with her knowledge. I'll leave you to acquaint yourself and agree on a cooperation. Okay, well, Corwin. You may be a bit puzzled, she says, by our request and offer, Lord Kaeldric. I'll explain if you like to listen. I'm going to say these times are strange times, Captain. But I've learned to listen first and judge afterwards. Not easy for me to admit it, but these are troubled times, and Commander Scar and me have reasonable suspicion that even within our ranks, we can no longer trust everyone the way we used to. I'm not referring to the Iron Crisis alone. There are greater things afoot. Duke Elton trusts Scar and trusts me. It was his proposal to sink the trustworthy, incompetent candidates who could venture where we cannot officially. I'm going to say Scar was right. We have three options. We have one, which is Scar was right in a way. Scar was right in two ways, to trust us and to provide us with someone who has background knowledge. Listen, Kaeldric, my loyalty is my hometown and the people is my highest goal. For that purpose, I join the Flaming Fist and confide in Duke Elton. Those who may be the threat of the town are most likely the same people who are your enemies. Give them a chance to prove that to you, and it will benefit both sides. These are convincing arguments. Join with me. I'm going to say my party's full of trusted companions, and I can deal with it myself, mainly because I do want to keep my party the same as it is currently. Nothing against Miss Corwin. There's someone
walking
named Quail
alone
here.
In the Coastway Road. How smart is this?
Someone named Quail says, "Hey, all travelers! You look to be wonders of the adventuring sort. Tell me which direction awaits you." I'm going to say Westward Dawn if plans stay the same. "It is the same for me! Surely, this slings us a familiar bond of sorts. A smart move." Oh, this is another party member. No, and don't call me Shirley. Go away. Quail. There is another person with a broken text. I am going to ignore it. He's got a bunch of wolves. A vampiric wolf? And his name is...
Fools to cross my path.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to ignore you, ignore that you exist. Are you cool with that? You're cool with that. Anyways, what the hell is with the broken character text? It's the mods, man. It's the mods. We now have, well, mostly access to Baldur's Gate in its entirety. And we only have access to the first district of Baldur's Gate, but now we can see the entire city. And this is where Chapter 5 takes place. Now, I know... this is the longest chapter in the game. Bar none, longest chapter. Cloakwood took a while. This chapter is going to take a similar amount of time. And then the last two chapters, from what I understand, are fairly quick, maybe 2-3 episodes a pop. So we are really, really closing in on that. We're past the halfway point.
Oh, that wonder.
As we step into the town, Elminster says... Elminster comes up to us, but as that's happening, Emoid says, "Yes, I think this will be a good place to try it. Hey, Zan, come here. I need you for a second." Zan says, "What is it this time? Can't you see I'm trying to be alone? The bustle of the city makes me feel insignificant." "No, but no, that looks too drab. The other one doesn't go with his eyes. Maybe if I did this. No, not that. Sorry there. Did you say something?" "What ill-omened scheme do you eye up to now?" "Ill-omened? What do you take me for? An evil witch or something? Remember how I said I'd cure you of your depression? Well, guess what? You're going to be getting a new outfit. Yep, all courtesy of me. No, don't thank me. It's my duty to get you out of the slums you're in." "Well, I think the tailor can weave some of this purple in with a pink and white outline. And she starts peeling off Zan's outfit. She goes, we'll need to get your hair dyed pink with a stripe of yellow, maybe. Of course, your nails have to be done in pink as well, although it might be light blue for a clash of your new robes to highlight them. We could try both. Some jewelry would also be nice. Earrings sound fine. This is evil when talking, by the way, but men usually don't wear more than two of them, so I'll ask one of the elven merchants which is best. Make sure it has a good amount of pink and gold. Oh my god. And of course, we can't forget to add some necklaces and rings and bracelets. Not enough to look like some god-awful snotty rich person. I can't stand them. But just enough to brighten up those dreary looks of yours. I'll have to do some research because I don't know that many pink stones. I'm sure there are some, but if not, some glass baubles will work decently enough. Oh, God. Oh, I feel for Zan. Okay, I love this. Zan goes, I like my outfit the way it is. And he attempts to back up slowly in alarm, but Emoin grabs at him. Besides, there's no such thing as pink cloaks of Evereska. She goes, of course, then, we'll need to do your shoes. The ones you have will clash horribly with your new outfit. Then maybe change some of your personal items. I mean, your backpack is dreary. A little color here. Oh, my God. I don't know if that's part of the mod. I don't know what that's part of, but I love it. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I needed that. Thank you. All right. Elminster walks up to us and says, good day, the young one. What a marvelous happenstance that we should again cross paths. Especially in such a grand city as this. Ah, I see by thine eyes that thou hast no time for my wry banter. 'Tis true, our meeting was no accident, though I do take pleasure in seeing thee again. Zan says, a pleasure or surprise, whatever might be the case, everyone who meets Kaeldric nowadays needs to look at him for a while, for it is most likely the last time he'll be seen alive. It is good to see you again. What brings you here? That's what I said to Elminster. Elminster goes, oh, all of the citizens of Sword Coast eventually pass through Baldur's Gate, and I knew thou would as well. Forgive my continued meddling, but I believe it is warranted, especially considering the pressures thou art no doubt confronting. My pestering of thee certainly pales in comparison to the influence thou hast felt from others, including thine own self. Garion raised you as best as he could, but 'tis hard indeed to overcome what is bred in the bone. Much more so in this case, I would imagine. What is it you wish so? What is it you wish of me? I was about to ask the same question of thee. Thou hast come quite far, and though my answers are more often less than obvious, I do hope they help a little. Garion often chided me for my obliqueness, though he was fond of little verbal hide and seek as well. What can you tell me of Garion? It seems I knew very little of him. He was along my friend, and we talked often, though less after he settled down with thee. He was quite the traveler in his day, though I never regretted his new role as foster father. He felt a stable childhood would better prepare thee for, well, the problems that would eventually come. He cared deeply for thee. I hope this was not lost on you. He was a good man, though I would prefer to walk my own path. I'm not suggesting thou shalt do otherwise. Whatever the motives, independence is always a wise course to follow. My worry is that thy lineage is harder to escape than most. Thou hast bad blood in thee, though Garion did what he could to teach thee well and true. Thou hast hungry blood within thee as well, and it will not let thee go without a fight. For better and worse, what's bred in the bone will be dealt with in time. I trust thou hast the will to face what is within thee. I'm going to say I know little of what is to come, but I will do what is my best. And Elminster goes, I'm sure the future will be kind to thee. For now, though, I will give thee my best wishes and a few names that will serve thee well. Scar, the Flaming Fist, is a good man and well worth trusting. His superior, Duke Elton, is also a good sort. Both are to be believed when they speak. I'll take my leave and wish thee well. Jahira says, he's quite reassuring to know the path you've chosen is approved by Emester himself, but more importantly, his approval comes with a useful word of advice. Elminster says, fare thee well, and leaves. Okay, another encounter with Elminster. All right. So, Emoin begins immediately, and she goes, so what do you think, Zan? She goes, why must I suffer doubly with knowing we're all doomed and having to wear such overwhelming clothing? Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, okay. If you're not a Patreon, sub to me. Give me $1. You need to see this. I know this is part of the mod. I will describe what I am seeing. Zan's portrait now has pink hair. I swear to you, pink hair and pink robes. I love it. I love it so much. Emoid says, I already told you it's for your own good. Once you're out of your dreary, self-pitying attitude, I'll give you back your stuff if you still want it. So you admit my belongings were not lost, as you said before. These humans, please return my possessions. I don't know, you still seem rather downbeat. I mean, just a moment ago, you were still complaining we're all doomed. We are. Wearing this motley clothing will not change it. Our foes know us too well to be tricked now into believing we are just a traveling circus. Please do me a courtesy and allow me to die in Everskin gray cloak. Oh, my goodness. We have a bunch of options here. Let's see here. I don't like option one. I don't like option two. I don't like option three. I don't like option four. I don't like option five. I think I'm going to go with option five. Option five, by the way, was Imwin does have a point. Besides, it's just clothing. Remember, it's all the way you view it what will determine the way you die, not what you wear. Zan says, whatever may you say, but would you be willing to prove your point by wearing this mothly cloth? I'm going to say I don't care how my clothing looks, just as long as the cut is practical. Imwin waves her hands dismissively. Look at me! Here! I can come up with something for you if you'd like, just like I did for Zan. I'm going to say, sure, I'd love to do that. She goes, alrighty, I have to do some work, but you're obviously a different person than Zan here, so it'll take some time. Oh, Corellian, says Zan. Why must I spend the last of my days with this band of lunatics and circus freaks? As we're bantering like this, a person named Magna comes up to me and says, please, Trevor, forgive that I disturb you. This is not a joking matter. This is all right. Tell us what's bothering you so much. I know you're probably no interest in this, but where else can my wife and I seek help? I was traveling with my wife to Ethereal, when our caravan was attacked by a horde of orcs. We fled in panic with all the others. Unfortunately, our children, Balton and Vanessa, were traveling with us. It's a shame for us, but in the confusion of the attack, we lost track of our children. We came back as soon as possible, but we found no sign of the caravan or our children. One of the wounded guards, who we found nearby, told us that the orcs were carrying off the prisoners. They had been talking about Fel Duntan. It's an ancient name of a land to the north of here, Field of the Dead. We don't know how to get there, let alone defeat the orcs. I'm going to say we're going to take care of it just to add that to my list. And go to the inn. I think this is the inn. This is the inn.
My prices are the best south of Waterdeep.
This is not the inn. We come across a Lucky Aiello. Hi, folks. Welcome to the Lucky Aiello's, where the prices are so low, there's got to be something wrong. Nobody sells it lower than me, and because no one buys it cheaper. If you can find a price lower than mine this side of Kalashan, the item will probably kill you. What can I get for you? Okay. Well, they have a two-handed sword, which is an unidentified two-handed sword. What the hell for 1,600 gold? I will grab it just because it's unidentified. It's not like it costs me any money. An unidentified quarterstaff. We can buy it. Check it out. And later. Okay, so we got a bunch of protection scrolls and a studded leather armor, which is also unidentified. We'll pop that on Zan as well. And we're going to grab all of the antidotes. And grab all of the potions of healing. And can anyone use a potion of perception? I don't know what a potion of perception is. Oh, that increases. Yeah, we can actually use that. That's actually good. It'd be good for stealth use. All right, that's about it for what we can buy here. Can we identify anything? We can identify an arrow. Neat. What can he identify? That's it? Okay. All right, so we bought some stuff from Lucky Aleo. And let's do some identifying before we finish this episode. We checked out the because I wanted to see what they were, right? And they may be shit, but I got the money. I'm not worried about the money. We found the Armor of Missile Attraction, which while improving protection against all melee weapons, which is a armor of five standard, 3 versus slashing, 4 versus piercing, but a 15 versus missiles. Okay, that's amazing. I kind of love it. All right, let's go get the rest of this stuff identified here. Did I do enough identification spells? Probably not. The staff was the ossifier. It is the surface of the 7-foot shaft, more resembles stone than wood, but in the hands of a skilled wielder, weighs little more than an oak staff. Along its length appears ghost-like images of various foes caught in defensive postures, appearing to come as though they have all been suddenly turned to stone. All right. So what it does... Oh my god. The ossifier gives the opponent bark skin on every attack. Oh my goodness, that is priceless. Okay, I am almost certain the last item is going to be absolute dog shit, and I am all here for it. What do we got? Shop of Silence, Tavern and Inn is right here. How do I find the door there? It's the door on this is in the wrong position. All right, so we're going to walk up to the bartender. Hello, bartender. Its name is Bartender. Neat. We're going to get a royal rest, get a nice, nice night of rest. And then we're going to find out what this last piece is before we sell all the stuff off. It is. Oh my God, it's all so terrible. It is called the Gold Digger Plus One. Crafted by dwarves in service of the Temple of Joaquin in Om. This two-handed sword draws power from the gold in its wielder's purse. For the wealthy, it strikes mighty blows. For the impoverished, the gold digger is no better than a mundane great sword. It literally, all it does is consumes 10 gold per successful hit. It's got a Thaco of plus one, and it's a D10 plus four weapon. That's amazing. And awful.
Perhaps this group needs not quite as much.
Okay. I think we'll take one more nap here. Thanks. We'll take another royal rest so we can get our charges back, and then we're leaving. Now there was a shop, I think, which is right here, the Shop of Silence. Where's the door for Shop of Silence? I've got this on, right? Yeah, Reveal Details is on. There's a rogue.
My here.
Air, with a word with you. House rules be needing to know. This be a sanctuary and science is a pain of shame. Do anything to harm Eiler, and every thief and assassin and scoundrel with 1,000 leaves will want you dead. I don't know the magics keep this place secure, but tain't nowhere else where a night sneak can sleep sound. It's neutral ground. You better leave fighting outside. You're on your best behavior. Oh, it's an actual.
Be ye friend or be ye dead.
Oh, it's a resting place. It's not a shop. Okay, that's pretty cool. It's a peasant resting place. That's fine. But it's kind of crap. Okay, so let's continue walking down here. So Shop of Silence is where we can rest our head as a thief with a thief in our party for free. It's a free inn. And I don't know if that's important. As we continue to explore this section of Baldur's Gate, I'm just trying to find a shop here that isn't that one up there. I'm not going to sell the stuff back to him. Elf Songs Tavern. I think that's a normal tavern. Just looking for other shops here. And I keep pressing the map key to zoom out, if you're wondering, because that grants me the ability to see more things. This is a commoner's house. This looks like a commoner's house. Maybe not a commoner's house, but a house nevertheless. And we're currently just exploring. Maltz's weapon shop. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. Maltz, my man. My main man. Establishment. Awesome. You're the dude I want to talk to. I want to get rid of this crap. The ossifier is for 5 gold. We actually lost money on that sale. But the gold digger and the armor also lost money. We just lost money altogether. That was actually crap. All right. So that was fun. Very fun. All right. Let's just sell off some of the stuff I don't need. All right. Let's look at what he has. If he's got anything worth a damn. He's just got basic weapons. Okay. But he can't identify stuff. I don't think we need to, but okay. So this guy had nothing. I was kind of expecting a little bit better, but hey, that's a good shot. Good to know. What is this down here? This looks like a shop as well. It's not. All right, we're not barging into people's houses here. We are just, if we're finishing exploring this one area of Baldur's Gate, and then we'll continue the quest. We were going to Sorceress Sundries. Ooh, we found a sorcery shop. This might be useful. Halsbar Drin.
Yes.
And who might you be? Come to check the whales of old Halsbar. Halsbazaar? Halsbazaar, not Halsbar. Halsbazaar, be quick about it. Don't mind if you... And I don't... Mind you don't get fizzy when you talk about payment. Knew which came into the door that these were my wares were magical. I have this egg here. I was told to show it someone who knew about magic or have nasty surprise in 10 day. Oh, let me see. Oh, yes, that is alive and kicking. You know what it'll be, yes? A wrath spider, and a quite powerful one. This egg is magically treated to get the essence of spider's magic, so it makes it so powerful, but the egg is still alive. Carrying it near your body heat was enough to make it warm, so it'll hatch soon. I could treat it, trying to preserve as much of power as possible. I can't guarantee the outcome, though it should remain a useful magic item. It costs you 1,000 gold, and I'll need a scroll of... No, make that 1,200 gold, and I'll do it right away, using one of my private scrolls. I know which one to use for it. Decide quickly. I cannot risk hatching that thing. Yeah, that sounds good. Please do it. Let's go. This will take just a moment, and a bit of baking. Here it is. I had to force it quite a bit, and it's dead now. It's lost quite a bit of its power, and doesn't look quite so attractive anymore. It's the best I could do. Aww. Well, is that random? It is immune to hold creature, but charisma's lowered by 3 when it's equipped. Okay, well, we can sell it. That's fine. I was hoping to get the whole thing, but that's fine. All right, so this is where we are going to... Oh, I can't sell the egg. Okay. Let's take a look at Zan specifically and look at any, and if we can get any of these spells. We've got a lot of red... A lot of red here. Everything looks to be in the red. Okay, well, that kind of sucks. Bullet of detonation. Battle axe plus 1. Darts of stunning. Bunch of plus 1 weapons. Bunch of just crappy old arrows for a lot of money. A bunch of potions. Bunch of protection spells. A bunch more spells that we cannot use. Why am I... Hello? Oh, is my party not close enough to switch party members? Like, seriously, what the shit? Okay, Zan, seriously. Why are you not with the group, Zan? Sorry, now I'm pissed off. Zan was in the other house! Zan, get your ass in here! Okay, is everybody here now? Oh my god, Zan, thank you. All right, so Skeleton Guard is a 5-round cast, but it casts 2 Skeleton Warriors. Ooh, that might be useful. Let's look here. Vanbar's Life Drain, which it drains the life from a target, 25 hit points. 4 to 20 damage. Ooh, I'll take that. Power Word Blind. More creatures in the area of effect. It is a blinding spell. Yep, we'll take that. Power word stun, we'll take that. Mass invisibility, that'll be useful. Control undead, monster summoning 5 or 4. Disintegrate, stone to flesh, death spell, stone to flesh, globe of invulnerability. We're just grabbing a whole bunch of spells real quick. Spider spawn, that sounds pretty cool. We're definitely spending some money though. We're at 16,000 currently in our money that we've spent, and we're just going down the list here. Clairvoyant, dispel magic, flame arrow, hold person, monster summoning 1, non-detection, slow, skull trap, vampiric touch, animate dead, hold undead, protection from cold. Assuming that he's able to actually get all these spells, we're going to be in a really good shape here for his spell book. Mirror image, strength, ray of enfeeblement, power word, haste. Oh, we probably can't buy all that. No. What am I doing? I just realized we can't buy all that at once. Really? That was dumb. Okay. All right, let's see what you have. All right, Zan specifically. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sell the one of the Wands of Fear, sell both of the robes, sell the dagger. Sell the Wand of Fire, and the Heart of the Woods is neat. All right, let's look through here and grab what I really want. Power Word Blind is a definite. I kind of want Skeleton Guard too. Power Word Blind. Power Word Stun as well, since that's going to be useful forever. Mass Invisibility. Let's see here. That might be useful for stealth sections. Monster summoning 5 might be useful. Disintegrate is a kill spell, I think. Yeah, it's a kill spell, but it destroys everything that we can use. I don't think I can use anti-magic spell. A death spell, anything with more than 8 hit die is inusable. So we also have Globe of Invulnerability that might be useful. Let's see here. Conjure Lesser Fire Elemental. That's only an 8 hit dice elemental. We already have Army of 1. That's useful. Thunderclap is a 2d6 damage attack. Not worth it. Scroll down. Continue. We're just looking through our list here. Dispel Magic might be useful. We'll grab that. I don't really think there's anything else here. I mean, I know I want to pick up everything. Yes. Haste might be useful, but all the good stuff's like at the top. What is Greater Malaysian? Spirit Armor. This is a 3rd level spell that actually hurts. It taps into the life force. Okay. There is a danger. When the spell runs out. No. I don't want that. And we can actually pick up some wands as well while we're here. That'll probably be a better use of my money, I think. Ooh, save versus spell every round. That actually might be cool. And a bag of motherfucking holding. All right, let's go down here, grab this bag of holding. Wings of Fire, what does that do? It's a cloak, which is fire shield red one a day. It is just a nice cloak, armor class +1, saving throws +1, fire resistance +1. Yeah, I'm going to buy it, honestly. Okay, So we bought everything except for Belton's Burning Blood, and I'm just going to grab that real quick. And look at Lance of Disruption. That was a 5d4 damage, which is only a 24 damage. That's not great. Plus up to plus 30 damage. Yeah, we can take that. That's a pretty cool damage thing as well. I don't think anyone's got anything to do, so let's see if we can write all this magic. I know it's possible to fail this, but I may have a mod that fixes that. We ended up with 10 spells. That greatly increases our abilities here, and I am very happy about that. Let's see, where did I get the other two spells? Were those on Emoin? Whose were those on? Those were on Jahira. Let's put those over there. Learn, right magic. Oh, he can't use the lance. Damn it, I was hoping he could. And we gained some experience from that as well, so I'm going to resell the lance back, sadly. Sack of never-ending bullets. That actually might be useful. I'm going to put that on my bullet man. Let's see here. So I need to sell off the lance. And let's go pick up some... Yeah, shopping trip. Sorry, should have said that to begin with, but shopping trip! Where's the wands at? I remember seeing them. We're going to sell off this wand of fear, sell off this wand of magic missile, and sell off this wand of fire. I'm also going to sell off the sling, and I think I want to give that to someone else. Cool. The bag of holding is going to be my freaking magic charm. All right, so let's go with the wand of sleep. What does a wand of lightning do? 66 damage. Nice. We'll grab one of those. I like the wand of fire already. We'll grab one of those. And what is the wand of monster summoning? Summons 12 HD of monsters, which is random, it looks like. Okay, that might be useful as well. We can summon that into a crowd. We can summon that into a room of crowded people. And we have literally spent all our money. Took us a while to get there, but we have literally spent all our money. And we have some pretty good stuff now, all in all, which is very nice. I want to equip this cloak. Where the fuck do I equip it to? That puts him at a negative 5 AC. Very nice. Let's see. How much can this hold? Let's put the potion of fire breath in the backpack. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to pass. No. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to pass this bag of holding to all of our party members and go, okay, here's what we're doing. We're just going to use the bag of holding. I am kind of glad you could pick one up, but we're just going to pass the bag of holding between the party members to get rid of stuff we just have been carrying forever and don't need to carry any more of. And it's only 5 pounds, like literally. There's no... Okay, so there's a bag of bullets here. What does it do? Sack of never-ending bullets. And there's... I don't need bullets anymore, actually. The sack of never-ending bullets is a plus one bullet. I don't know if you knew that. So we'll just put the rest of the bullets in the bag of holding. Now if I just had a... All right, bag of holding. Extra bow. We're going to put this there. We'll put the extra gear in there as well. As we pass the bag around to everyone. All the bullets can go into there. We'll keep her arrows on her. And I've got Emoin with the most amount of potions for some reason. And, of course, move the bag back. There we go. All right. And that's the shopping trip. Yay! Shopping trip is done. And before we finish up, I mean, why not do this all like right now? Let's go to our mage spells and see what we're like. We've gained level 4 spells, which was Belton's Burning Blood. Got an aura cleansing and Etzen's healing. We have some level 6 spells, some level 8, 7, 8. I don't think we'll be able to use the 7, 8, or 9. I don't think we get high enough levels to use those, but it's nice to have them just in case we do go above and beyond, or maybe if there was a way to bring them into the next game. I doubt there is, but or if I find a way to cast at higher levels, that's probably going to be the way to do it. Also found the Thieves Guild entrance, which is neat. And that's it. That is that is today's episode. So we journeyed into Baldur's Gate. What else did we do? We did a lot this episode. There was a ton that happened, and it was a good time. Ended up with a shopping trip with a lot of spells that I don't know if we can use. And it ended with some humorous, again, if you're watching the thing, some humorous stuff as well. With that said, we may have went overboard with the shopping, especially for the spells, since I know we probably won't be able to use most of them without some sort of magical stuff to make us able to use it. But hell, I'd like to have them just in case. With that said, I didn't do the plugs, so we'll do the plugs here. If you haven't followed me on Twitter, go follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/theverzian. You can also find me on TikTok at tiktok.com/com. I'll check in the doobly-doo below. You can also find my Discord down in the doobly-doo, down in the show notes. Go check them out. They're important. If you follow me on any other place, well, hi. Nice to see you there. Otherwise, next week, we continue our exploration of Baldur's Gate. Literally, the city. Take care, have fun, and I'll catch you next time.